You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and welcome into this, our first show of the new year. What blessings it is. I'm Dr. Edvige, and of course, you are listening to Affirmations for Living, where we have an upbeat discussion with some of the world's most spiritually enlightened people. We like to dig deeper into principles that can change your life, offering you tools that will support the manifestation of your dreams and your desires. So right now, in this moment, just let go of all your thoughts, of everything that's happened in the day, and move your awareness to this moment so that you may receive this gift. Today's show is on the new year and what's in store as we hear from Archangel Uriel as channeled by Philip Collins. Philip brings a multidimensional background into being one of the co-founders of the Angel News Network and the founder of the Modern Day Mystery School. And as a teacher and a life coach, he's also an author and a poet and a filmmaker. He has so many credits to his name. My goodness, he helps us to awaken to those higher potentials within us. And as a conscious channel, he receives messages and wisdoms from various higher realms, which are empowering and are reflected with all of his endeavors. And so without going into any long dissertation, I'm going to bring him in because there's so much that we want to share with you today. So hello, Philip. Welcome in. Thank you for being here and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. It's a delightful to be here with you this first part of the new year. I say let's just get into this. This is not about me. I'm just in service to Archangel Uriel, as many individuals throughout the planet, including yourself, Dr. Edvige, is a channel and a messenger of higher realms as well. But for those who are not familiar with Archangel Uriel, they are a world teacher and guardian of this particular planet. They're part of the archangelic quadrant of Archangel Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael, and Uriel. And so I'm going to go into trance, and they're going to have a teaching for our new year. They've entitled this Forging a New Future, and they have five fundamental shifts which they wish to share with us. I've been gifted with the ability that with each one of the, after each one of those fundamentals, I will pause and allow our host tonight to ask any questions or ask for any further clarifications and sort of serve for a proxy for all of you. So I'm just going to go in here, if you'll just give me one moment.
Okay.
Greetings, beloved humans choosing to be human being. We come to you from the archangelic realm of Uriel. Dear ones, freedom of choice and will and your divine destiny are promised to each of you and integrated in your purpose, your soul plan, and being here. As you now enter into the new year of your 2015, let us review some tools and wisdoms from we of the archangelic realm of Uriel, which can assist you in creating the world you say you want. Dear ones, knowing you are the creators creating. If it resonates, open your knowing hearts, moving from your believing minds to all the possibilities and probabilities of you creating a new paradigm, rather than resignation to what has been in the past and currently in the present. Dear ones, knowing, being present, is the present. Within our unseen higher realms, there is an unbroken wholeness, a divine order out of which all events manifest. It is the lost truth of this which has and is creating much of the imbalances in your world today. All humans have chosen to be an essential aspect of this unbroken, united, integrated whole. Call it what you may. One of the most important roles of humanity is to individually and collectively allow an opening, a portal, if you will, a vortex, if you will, moving beyond your minds to receive the divine order manifesting. This allows the integration of higher realms with the human soul and spirit, and your being moving into your doing, dear ones. The integration of the higher realms with the human allows an extraordinary, empowering personal process, assisting humanity in feeling and creating new realities. Humans move from children to adult, allowing all needs and questions of the child to be fulfilled through your process. In effect, wounded inner child is healed and freed to become the elevated adult. This is your divine destiny that you have chosen in being human and your many lifetimes on this beautiful planet. The conventional view of your reality is largely based upon positional personal power and ego-based accomplishments, isn't it, dear ones? But the ascended view of reality is based upon creating a frequency in which you constantly expand and grow and become more capable of participating in your unfolding future. This allows the tools of synchronistic nature and marvelous miracles to manifest, dear ones. The opportunity and ability to truly participate in your unfolding future has to do with your being based upon your doing based upon your being. In effect, your awakened state of being conscious, dear ones. So often, your lives are based upon doing without knowing whether who you are or why you are here. Once you have the who and the why in place, as your foundation, you can build the what, the where, the when, and the how, dear ones. But knowing who you are and why you are here through your soul plan is essential, dear ones. Creation is a moment-by-moment domain in which you all constantly deepen your wisdom of reality and choose to participate in creating the future through your freedom of choice and freedom of will. Then you can individually and collectively see what is needed to emerge in the world and have the compassion and commitment to create what is needed. Dear ones, during your new year of 2015, there will be many vortices and portals opening upon your planet. Your year 2014 was simply a preparation for the portals and vortices to be opening in your 2015. Many of you are already receiving vibrations and frequencies and being drawn to specific locations, whether it be upon the surface of the planet or the inner earth. But for the moment, having given this brief introduction and overview, let us now present an open to discussion, a divine discussion, if you will, five fundamental shifts to advance your species and your planet moving back into the light from whence you came. For your planet has made the conscious decision to become a star, to become a body of light. Thus in turn, everything upon and within her body will become that light as well, of that same frequency, of that same vibration. This is the last epoch of this divine planet in order for this process to take place. So all you need to learn and to reiterate your learning is coming forward again. Many of you as light workers and way shores are receiving this information directly and sharing it in your endeavors, creating communities of equality, harmony, and balance. So let's simply go through these five fundamentals, if you will, and begin to have a divine discussion. The first fundamental is, how do you think about your world? What do you think about your world, dear one? Your planet, your Earth, your Mother Gaia, is a living, conscious being with organs of air, water, minerals, gas, oil, light, in order to maintain and sustain herself. Not unlike yourselves, dear ones, since you are made of the same electrons and atoms as the planet. The ignorance and arrogance of humanity and how it continues to abuse its very home is a reflection of how humanity feels about itself, since, dear ones, the only relationship you're having is with yourself. If you intend to survive, it is time to create a new awareness that knows the planet and humanity and the universe is an open, dynamic, integrated organism. What affects one affects all. Once you understand and accept the true reality of your world and the universe, this immediately closes the old doors and locks them and opens new doors for change and improvement. You know that the future is not fixed and controlled by the few over the many, don't you? And you can shift from resignation to creating the new. So we ask you now, what do you choose? Your leaders and your world reflect you who choose them. So let us pause and see if there's any further clarification about how you feel and think about the world, about your planet, dear one. May we help you further in this process.
Thank you, Uriel. And so many people are confused and at a crossroads, and they have love, but they feel trapped in these programs of scarcity and lack, and they feel like they have blocks. How do they move past that so that they can express that love they have for the planet? Does that make sense?
The greatest gift that has been given to humanity is from Lord Michael, known to many of you as Archangel Michael, who is teaching humanity to move from your believing mind into your knowing hearts. Through the endeavor that we are coming through now and the channel that we're coming through now, through an organization endeavor called the Angel News Network, there's a program called Life Mastery, which moves you through the unhealed process of self into a loving and sustaining and maintaining love of self that allows that to mirror and outpicture to others, to your endeavor, to the world and universe at large, dear ones.
Okay.
So know from these higher realms, in this particular case, Lord Michael, all of these tools are readily available to you. Does that assist you, dear one?
Yes, it does.
Is there any further clarification that you need about the world and how humanity thinks and feels about it? Dear ones, we wish to point out at this time, there is enough electromagnetic energy within the core of your planet and surrounding your planet to power your planet for eons, for absolutely nothing. As we of the higher realms hear humanity discussing alternative fuel. Little do we hear of the wisdom and the truth of the planet being a conscious living being, not unlike the human itself. It is that lack, that limitation that is missing in your thinking and your feeling about the planet that you're living upon, as was discussed earlier, reflecting your relationship with self. There is the core issue, dear ones.
Mm. So what does creating a new year really mean?
It means creating a new you, a loving you, and mirroring and outpicturing that loving you to those around you, creating communities of equality, harmony, and balance. Where is there equality and harmony and balance in your world? You see it in a state of upheaval at present. You see it in a state of chaos, which is, no matter how that may appear on the outside, this ascension process of moving back into the light is a process of inside out for those who choose it.
Mm-hmm.
But it will take place within the next 2,000 years of your Earth cycle. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, it does.
You have another clarification. Go ahead.
Yes, I do, because you said about the light body. So what happens to those who presently have their light bodies?
Well, you all have your light bodies, whether you're able to express it and access it and have it reflect your human physical body is open to discussion. But many of you will be experiencing, as you yourself have recently experienced, dear one, of allowing yourself to go into your light body to experience other higher realms and dimensions and frequencies in order to bring that wisdom and truth back into the 3D realm you reside in now. Have you not, dear one?
Absolutely. So could you explain what changes in the human body and mind after the activation of the light body?
You're no longer dealing with cause and effect. You're no longer dealing with karmic consequence. You're no longer dealing with duality separation, which leads to confrontation. You're in touch with the cosmic principles of the universe, of oneness. The fundamentals that we're going over at this time are basic to gaining that wisdom and accepting it and applying it in your daily lives.
Absolutely. Thank you.
So let us move on to fundamental number two, shall we?
Yes, please.
We will see how these integrate and how they apply and how may they further answer questions that you may have. As we have alluded to, the only relationship you're having is the one with yourself. And that is the process that humanity is going through now. So it is about fundamental number two, what we shall call understanding relationship. It has been spoken for eons that the only relationship you're having is the one with self. How you feel and think about yourself is constantly reflected out into your relationship with others and the world. Dear ones, you cannot love and have compassion for others unless you have love and compassion for yourself. When you judge and shame and blame others, you have judged and shamed and blamed yourself initially. You cannot judge or blame or shame another without first doing this to the self. Once you have mastered self, you will no longer have wounded little boys and girls running the world and often destroying the world and one another and you along with it. This, in effect, is a healing process of inside out, not outside in. Through your individuated soul plans and the activations of your soul plans, your purpose in being here, you will each individually have this process of healing self from inside out, allowing that then to go out. In fact, relationship is the organizing principle of the universe. Let us repeat that. In fact, relationship is the organizing principle of the universe. All relationships are reaching inward, then outward, to all other things. That is creation. Let us repeat that. All relations are reaching inward then outward to all other things. That is creation. Since you're all dense energy in 3D in your humanity, through interaction with other energy sources, you create. Let us repeat. Since you are all dense energy as human, through interaction with other energy sources, you create. That is creation, dear ones. That is the mechanics. That is the cosmic science, if you will. Once you know that relationship is the defining principle of the universe, you can see and accept one another as essential aspects of the whole. Let us repeat. Once you know that relationship is the defining principle of the universe, you can see and accept one another as essential aspects of the whole.
Mm-hmm.
That's what is missing in your being and doing at this time. Dear ones, the universe would be incomplete without each one of you being here. Why do you think you're here? To complete the whole. The next step is when you are ready to commit. The next step is to know you're all one, made of the same energy. But you have chosen to be human through something called relationship in order to go through this process of being human, in order to free yourself from your emotional, your mental, and your physical bodies. Because, dear ones, it is your emotions that create your thoughts, that's even creating your weather. Your emotions and your thoughts become stored in the atmosphere and creates weather, creates what you call natural events, acts of God, in order for the planet to clear and cleanse herself of your emotions and your thoughts. Is there any clarity you need about fundamental number two, understanding relationship, dear one?
So the importance here is to move into your heart space, to become the detached observer and to be in the space of love, because that truly is all there is. And when we can get to that place, our relationships will be healed.
And let us discuss why that is, shall we, dear one?
Yes, please.
Within the heart space, the knowing heart, is stored the DNA of every lifetime that you've ever had and chosen to have. For you have had hundreds, sometimes thousands of incarnational cycles and lifetimes on this particular planet. And stored within that knowing heart is the wisdom, which is applied knowledge that can be used going forward within the ascension, returning to life process. The mind, the alter ego, housed within the mind through your wounds and your defenses, protecting the wounds, has been in charge, if you will, through the assertive masculine energy for eons on your planet. So two processes are taking place, dear ones. You're moving from your knowing heart, accessing that DNA, allowing your mental body to move in service, your mental body with a belief system that can change, into your heart space, that is truth, that cannot change. Truth within the heart will become the priority focus of your ascension process. We're not discussing eliminating the human mind. It still has a place, but it will no longer be in control through the assertive masculine energy, balancing the receptive feminine energy and the assertive masculine energy. For we of the higher realms, the archangelic, the inner earth, the ascended masters, the star realms, the intergalactic federation, and many others, are all a complete balance of the masculine and feminine energies and has gone through a process not unlike your own. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, it does. Let me ask then this about the emotional body, because then as we do the work to move into the heart space and become the detached observer, there is no longer a need to be attached to the emotions of certain things. So what happens to the emotional body?
You learn that you are not the emotion, dear one.
Yes, absolutely.
You learn that the emotion is an emoted feeling.
Yes.
that you are to express in order to release it so that it is not stored in the DNA and the RNA of your cellular memory and passed on from lifetime to lifetime.
Correct,
which
yes.
is what is taking place now, dear one.
And that's what we have, that's what everyone is here to clear. Thank you.
And your understanding of emotions is tremendously lacking in your humanity at present.
So would you please clarify?
That your feelings is a divine aspect of yourself to connect with your higher self in order to really get in touch with your feelings, particularly with the feminine energy. The feminine energy is taught little girls don't feel that way. They don't get angry. They don't get raged. So as a result of not expressing the rage or the anger or the resentment of how they've been subjugated by the masculine energy, they create depression and sadness through subjugation.
Mm-hmm.
So understanding the components of the human, the emotion, you have an emotion which creates a thought, which creates an action, usually with a word. When language was first gifted to your humanity, dear ones, when you said the word, you manifested that reality. If you said apple, there was an apple. In effect, that process is still taking place, but it is quadruparted. It begins with an emotion, a thought, and an action, often preceded by a word, and then a manifestation. So the process is still taking place. It's just a bit, how would you say, more convoluted.
Mm-hmm.
Does that help you, dear one?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Is there any further clarification you need about relationship?
No. Thank you.
So we shall move on to fundamental number 3, shall we?
Please.
We call it the gift of commitment. Your readiness to commitment, and dear ones, you need to be ready before you can commit, is fundamental to any shift. Your readiness to commit is fundamental to any shift. Many of your beliefs that commitment is doing anything in order to succeed. Many of you simply believe that a commitment is doing anything in order to succeed. But dear ones, what we are here to discuss at this time is there is a higher frequency aspect of commitment beyond human will, transcending into willingness. This is an inner divine voice, an aspect of yourself, that gently guides you through your soul plan, your reason to be here. The key ingredient within this type of commitment is a knowing trust that allows a statue of surrender. This surrender to not knowing to all possibilities and probabilities allows you to know the fragments within your soul plans, which is your destiny. It is at this consciousness you shift your relationship with the future. You know and see yourselves as an essential aspect of this world, an unfolding future and universe, divinely unfolding. It is at this point in relationship to self and all there is, this statue of beingness, your life is organically fused with meaning, value, and purpose, dear ones. You release your unhealed self and unfree your will to your divine beingness. At this point, you see the power and gift of what is called commitment. The moment you fully commit to anything, there is no fear, doubt, or ignorance. Dear ones, fear, doubt, and ignorance are the monsters of mankind. Once you commit, you move beyond your wounds and ego defenses to be and do who you are. Not being who you truly are kills countless manifestations of creation and prevents this elementary truth. You are the creator creating. Then a pathway is cleared with grace and ease that no human ever dreamed before. You know your feelings, thoughts, and actions are the countenance of creation through your commitment. This is the fundamental gift of commitment, being ready to commit. Is there any clarification that you need in this fundamental, dear one?
I think so. So what does readiness and commitment have to do with manifesting the new?
Without being ready, you cannot commit to saying, I'm going to change. I'm going to make another choice. I'm going to look at the past in the year 2014 and make other choices within 2015 through the commitment to do so by reviewing the old and embracing the new, dear one. Mm-hmm. Does that help you?
Yes. And so surrender is such a beautiful gift. It shifts
everything.
Surrendering
to the unknown. Yeah. For when the void in the unknowingness are all the probabilities and possibilities that the human mind can has such difficulty accepting. Within the void, within the not knowing, are all the probabilities and possibilities. By surrendering to not knowing, you allow it to come forward. Thinking that you know what it is prevents it.
Mm-hmm. So understood and so beautiful.
But so complex for so many, dear one. Mm. The mind wishes to sabotage the not knowing. For the mind wants you to believe that knowing is important.
Mm.
The channel that we're coming through now, several months ago, went into a leading museum of art owned by a leading university and accessed wisdom and knowledge beyond the human mind to an audience of PhDs. It is very difficult for the accredited and validated human academia to realize there is wisdom and knowledge far beyond the human mind. In fact, to begin to understand that the brain, the mind, is a receiver of wisdom, not an originator of. And that all of the past golden ages, Lemuria, Atlantis, early Egypt, Aztec, Maya, and Hopi, were all engendered and supported by forces outside the human mind. It is that lacking and accessing truth which is hampering humanity at this time. Knowing that you are gifted from these realms, a power source, if you will, in each incarnational cycle through your freedom and choice and freedom of will to do with, to be with, as you will, through your freedom of choice and will. But to be in service to our realms and we to be in service in you is a unity we are building towards at this time.
Mm. Thank you.
Any further clarifications about the gift of commitment, dear one?
No.
Moving on to fundamental number 4, creating community. Dear one, once you're able to commit, a cosmic flow of energy, a meaning, a value, and a purpose commences. Through your resonance, communities of equality, harmony, and balance are formed. Where is there equality, harmony, and balance in your world at this time, dear ones? Or are you delusional and illusional that they really exist? When you are in a state of surrender, the universal laws of attraction come into play due to the authentic and transparent truth of your beingness. Not because you're special, dear ones, but simply because you are showing the way as way-showers and light-workers. And the full possibilities of the future can then appear. Through commitment and the communities you create, you move from self to others, to the world and beyond, in full service and gratitude for what is, rather than focusing on what is not. How much of your time, dear one, is focused on what is not? 2015 is a year to list out and to become aware of exactly what is in your life in order to have gratitude for it, in order to encompass and apply the cosmic equation of gratitude equals abundance, dear ones. If you simply have abundance, it is a result of the gratitude for what already exists in your life. Once you master this equation, whole new worlds will open up to you, dear ones. So you are in the process of creating these communities of equality, harmony, and balance, which you do not have in place at this time. You have myths and mythologies of equality. Take the feminine energy within your humanity at this time, which has been subjugated by the masculine energy for eons. Equality is not there. There's not equal pay. There's not equal opportunity. You have subjugated the very being, the very feminine energy that allows the creation of yourselves itself, which is a reflection of your relationship with self. Through allowing equality for all, you have found that racially within your humanity recently. You have most recently expressed it within sexual preference. You are learning that you are all divine expressions of God experiencing herself. In the higher realms, there can be no other energy force other than equality, harmony, and balance. The density of your duality and separation and often confrontation simply will not be allowed in. Creating community based upon your relationship with self, which we have discussed previously, is essential at this time. Mm. Is there any further clarification you need about creating humanity, dear one?
What types of communities are needed to manifest the new?
The relationship, the loving relationship with self, and allowing that to mirror out beyond self to others, to be in world service, ultimately have that radiate out to be in solipsistic service, galactic service, and universal service. But for the moment of this sharing and this teaching, there's plenty to be done right here, is there not?
Yes, there is. So what would you say to those who are still stuck on color and sex and religion, all of these boxes and all of these things that don't matter? How do you reach them?
They matter in the aspect of they're simply tools and ways that you're choosing to learn what you need to learn, how you need to learn it.
Okay.
That is the reason they are placed within humanity. You all agreed to a human contract prior to coming here in the many lifetimes you've had on this particular planet to experience what is not, to experience what is through what is not,
mm-hmm.
to experience it through race, sex, religion, government, language, cultural differentiations, fat, thin, blonde, brunette, all the ways you can separate yourselves. And when you have had enough of the separation, enough of the duality, simply make another choice. Dear ones, not all planets have a freedom of choice and freedom of will. They simply are responsible directly to the realms, that, the higher realms that maintain and sustain them. Through choosing to be human, you were gifted with a freedom of choice and a freedom of will. Having said this, we will remind you, you are in your final epoch of needing to learn that way. It is running its fruition. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, it does. And let me ask you this. So if it's running its fruition, what happens? There are 7 billion people on Earth. Is there a particular amount of people who will wake up and see and allow their light bodies to move in? Is that contracted, or it can be a million people? It depends on how many you can awaken any time you awaken.
It is the latter, dear one. See it as a pie, a third, a third, a third. Those of the a third of humanity who choose not to awaken through their freedom of choice and freedom of will will be given the opportunity to do that in another solar system in another galaxy and take as many lifetimes as they choose or need to reach a level of ascension. It is their divine destiny to do so. Right now, you have one-third of your people on this particular planet leaving humanity because they're not able to complete the process through their humanity. Mm-hmm. You see that through war and disease mm-hmm. at this time. There's a third of you choosing, consciously choosing to be in process with this. It is up to each individual as an aspect, a fragment, if you will, of their soul plan to decide what quadrant of humanity they will fall within to. Does that help you, dear one?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Any other clarification about this cosmic flow of energy that's created through communities of equality, harmony, and balance?
No, not at this time. Thank you.
You're welcome. So we shall move on to the fifth and final fundamental, something called synchronicity. At this crucial time in your planetary and human evolution, many universal laws and messages are coming to you again and again and again to further support your pathway, such as what we're discussing at this time. Understanding synchronicity is one of them, dear ones. It is not an accident or coincidence that this message or the people in your life are there right now. The events and people you need in your life now are the very people you need in correlation to your commitment. Dear ones, old doors are closing and locking so you cannot go back through them. New doors are opening. A sense of grace and ease develops, and you find you are interacting in a cohesive community of people who you may not even know yet. Not even know, but yet they are conscious of one another. In effect, you have moved and are acting from the me to the we consciousness and a new paradigm of unity, moving from the unhealed me into the conscious healed we and a new paradigm of unity, dear ones. Mm. This is the cosmic wheel of divine order moving all events forward. Then your lives become a series of non-mindful, heartfelt, marvelous miracles, allowing synchronicity to be a divine guidance. Are there any questions or further clarifications about the gift of synchronicity, dear one?
Yes, so what does synchronicity have to do with creation?
Synchronicity allowed creation, dear one. It was through synchronicity that the unseen, that the unknown, became creation.
Okay.
Understanding synchronicity and the magic, if you will, involved in it is one of the fundamentals of your ascension process. For instance, the discussion you had with the channel prior to the broadcast at this time was synchronistic, was it not, dear one?
Yes, it was.
From that conversation can come creation, can it not, dear one?
Absolutely.
That is an example of synchronicity.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
The events and people in your life now are the very present people that you created. Take ownership of that. Through your ownership of all that you are creating and bringing into your life, you remove victimhood. You become self-empowered through your self-love and are able to create this new paradigm of unity, of oneness, by understanding the ingredients that led up to it. This cosmic wheel of divine order is what is moving creation and all events in this world and worlds beyond forward.
Mm.
Then, as we have discussed at this time, the mind moves into the heart, and marvelous miracles through synchronicity take place. Are there any other questions or clarification you need in synchronicity, dear one?
No, thank you.
So as we take our leave and as we go into conclusion, again, dear ones, all of which we have spoken at this time, once again, is a process of inside out, not outside in. Beware of the guru who is there to fix you, mm-hmm. who is there to heal you. Resonate, if you so choose, with those who are showing you the path and the way for that to be a process of inside out, for you to take the time that you need. For, dear ones, you are all perfect, just the way you are, right now, learning the way you need to learn, what you need to learn, how you need to learn it, right now. The non-mindful, marvelous miracles of life are about your consciousness of character through your being more than your doing, allowing your beingness to create your doingness. Your world and humanity stand at a vital juncture in your evolutionary path. A tremendous clearing and cleansing is taking place all around you, dear ones. If you so choose, it is time for your freedom of choice and freedom of will to free yourselves from yourselves and allow your destiny as divine beings to emerge and create a new and glorious future. Beloved humans, what do you choose in your new year, 2015? I'm back.
Hello, Philip.
Hello.
Yeah, absolutely beautiful. What do we choose in our new year, 2015? Fabulous. Do you have any thoughts you'd like to share with us as we close this out?
I would like to just remind everyone that we do a Divine Discussions program every Thursday night, mm-hmm. 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Pacific Time. And I go into trance, and my partner, Jeff Asano in Los Angeles, goes into trance, usually with Archangel Michael. I connect with various frequencies, and it allows you to have a teaching not unlike tonight and allows you to have direct access in Q&A. And also just checking out the website, theangelnewsnetwork.com, you can see the wonderful teachings. Many of them are just free to access, an incredible library of books that my partner, Joel Anastasi and Jeff Asano, have developed. And I just also want to acknowledge you, Edwige, and the wonderful things that are happening for you and the light that you bring into the world and the opportunity you give such people such as myself and many others to bring our soul plans further out into humanity. Thank you, my dear sister of light.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah. Good night, everyone, and Happy New Year.
Good night, Philip.
Good night.
Take care. And so there you have it. What an amazing evening it has been listening to Archangel Uriel and all of the different energies that are coming in. This is our opportunity, everybody, to really get it, to really awaken to the divine light that is within you. This is the time that we've been promised. We are the ones that we've been waiting for. It is an inside job. And so what does that look like for you? Are you ready to go within, deep within, to those places you've been hiding from, and to begin to allow the truth of who you are to be revealed? It's time. So I invite you to reach out to Philip or to reach out to myself. Visit my website, dredvige.com, where I have lots of programs to help you on this journey, where I also help with clearings and activations. So that's dredvige.com. Until next time, be blessed. Take care. You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network, and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edwige. Namaste.